From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
Rosanna Davison says a sleep divorce is the key to a dream marriage. But I'm wondering, do many people actually do this? Tanya Sweeney, columnist at the Irish Independent, has been writing about it. And Tanya is with us on the line. I believe, Tanya, you too have a sleep divorce.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, I mean, is it a sleep divorce or is it a sort of an ongoing sleep separation?
A sleep separation.
You know, it's a bit ad hoc.
Well, you might explain the difference.
Yeah, I will. Well, look, a sleep divorce is the term given to the situation where couples sleep apart in separate beds or separate bedrooms, mainly so that they can both get a good night's sleep, you know. A separation, I suppose, is a little less definite or maybe severe than that. So it'll be, you know, an occasional kind of move to someone else, to another bed in the house. Now, obviously, this all kind of is contingent on having enough beds and having the luxury of a spare bed or a spare bedroom. You know, not everybody has that, of course, you know. But I find a lot of families that have young kids, there's a bit of, you know, kind of sleep musical chairs that happens. And the more I talk to young parents, the more I realise that. And this is all in service to a good night's sleep. This is not in any way indicative of a relationship or the health of a marriage or anything like that. But so many married couples that I know just do not sleep in the same bed together anymore.
I would contend this is actually happening in a lot of households, but people don't admit it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, and a lot of people will not admit it because, like that, they do believe that it is, you know, reflective on the state of their marriage, which it really isn't. It's completely born out of practicality, you know. I mean, I know in my instance, I am one of these absolute, let the text, you know, flow in. I'm an absolute tosser. So I am literally in my bed now like a rotisserie chicken, you know, trying to find the right spot. And I am flipping around like a little jumping bean, you know. And my husband is prone to the odd little bout of snoring, you know, and I'm a light sleeper. So we just, you know, it just makes sense for us to kind of just...
As a combo, it doesn't work.
Say what?
I said, as a combo, it doesn't work.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Nightmare, really. And then, you know, what happens is you get up in the morning and you're really resentful of each other. And you're like, well, you kept me up, you know. And I suppose the best thing to do is to just take that off the table, let everyone in the house get a decent night's sleep and wake up the following morning kind of rested, refreshed, ready for whatever the day is going to bring, as opposed to being really on the back foot with a bad night's sleep, you know, which is what happens.
Who suggests it though, Tanya?
For us, it was a very organic thing, you know, where, I mean, we definitely go to the same bed together and we read and all that. And then I might kind of slip off downstairs to the spare bedroom, do you know, that kind of way. So, but I mean, we didn't sit down and go, do you know what, now
we need to have a meeting about this.
We're drawing up papers, we need to call in, you know, reinforcements. It's definitely a lot more. And like I say, I've spoken to couples and a lot of them will say, we will go to bed together as a couple. You know, it's not like someone has a separate bedroom and they have all their lovely books in the separate bedroom and that's their bedroom, you know, and the other person has their bed. It's still kind
like
of
you
like
haven't moved
thing.
Out.
Oh, God, no. I mean, all my clothes are still in my bedroom, you know, that kind of way. But it's just one of those things that if I feel I'm going to be particularly kind of restless or if I'm having a big day at work, you know, and I really want to just settle down and have a night's sleep, I will just toodle off wordlessly and quietly you know, steal away into another bedroom. No big deal at all.
Yeah.
And don't be worrying now. We're not, you know, anyone who came to our wedding and gave us the wedding gift, you're not.
You don't start looking for a wee refund, yeah. Do you know what's funny? Yeah. I saw Rosanna Davison's clip when she posted this on Instagram talking about the sleep divorce, and I actually thought fair play to her, you know, for being open about it and talking about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, a lot of people just, you know, I think there was always that thing, wasn't there, that in some Irish marriages, you know, that what I would call the Irish divorce, where someone, you know, a couple is in theory completely separated in their own minds, but they're staying together, we'll say, for the sake of the family, for the sake of appearances. They don't want to go through the massive leap of having to physically separate and live in two houses. You know, I think we all know a couple of marriages are a little bit like that, and I think some people think, well, if they hear that I'm sleeping in another room, that's, you know, they're going to think that we're on the outs, you know. But this is a sleep thing, you know, and I think it's really important to, you know, get a good night's sleep, really, just for the ongoing health of the entire household.
But also, if there's one or two, you know, even young children in the house, and like in situations where I know this happens, like often people are shift workers. Somebody's coming in the early hours or going in the early hours of the morning.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, I always joke, I mean, thank God it doesn't really happen now. She's a bit bigger, but my daughter was always one for the turn-down service, as I call it. So she'd be coming in to us at 2 a.m. and actually asking to be put back into bed. And you'd be like, well, you're already in bed, so what's all this about?
What, you know,
there was a lot of, you know, and like that, wanting to get into the bigger bed. And, you know, so there can be a bit of musical chairs, you know. So, yeah, as any family who's got young kids is going to know, it's very few people wake up in the same bed they went to sleep in, for sure.
Now, I don't want to pry too much, obviously, into your own situation, and I'm not asking, Tanya, but I imagine that a lot of people are probably reluctant to either admit this or talk about it or do it, because there is a kind of a fear that it might even, you know, kill intimacy perhaps as well.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to get into my...
No,
my
don't.
It's lunchtime after all. But, you know, I do think then, you know, the onus is on a couple to sort of be more mindful of that and to incorporate intimacy into, you know, and I think actually you do become a lot more kind of considerate about those things, because you don't want to let that slide, you know. You end up much more mindful of it. And, I think a lot of parents that I know, I mean, again, you know, young kids will really, really get in the way of all of that, you know. But I think it's really down to each couple to just kind of go, let's not let that one thing slide now, you know, for sure. Like, intimacy is super important.
Tanya Sweeney, columnist with the Irish Independent. Thanks a million, Tanya, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. The number is 087 1400 106.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.